Good afternoon. This is Brett Hayworth for Siouxland Public Media News. The start of the 2026-27 school year has arrived in Siouxland as students in the South Sioux City School District are underway with studies. Students in grades kindergarten through 6 plus 9th grade had a half day of instruction on Thursday, then all K-12 students were in school on Friday. The South Sioux City School District will have approximately 3,900 students this year. Superintendent Ronnie Ortega said enrollment appears to be more than initially projected. Ortega said there's a great deal of positive energy in our schools, and we are excited about the year ahead. The next tri-state school to open will be Dakota Valley in South Dakota on Tuesday, August 18th. Additionally, classes can begin in Iowa on August 24th, and the Sioux City School District starts that day, along with a host of other Northwest Iowa schools. In other news, annual federal money for people experiencing homelessness is tied up in the courts, leaving Iowa programs holding their breath. The Trump administration has been trying to restructure the Continuum of Care program by shifting the money away from permanent housing programs and toward short-term housing and services like shelters and treatment programs. Courtney Guntley oversees distribution of the money for 96 Iowa counties. She said historically that money has gone to permanent housing programs.
There's not currently any state programs to fund permanent housing projects. And while some local communities are helping to fund that, that is not something that is consistent across the state as a whole.
I'm Brett Hayworth for Siouxland Public Media News. Check out this news and more at our website, which is kwit.org.